If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line.
And winter is coming.
We are here.
Winter's here.
Winter is coming.
It is here. And it, listen, Steve and I were talking, walk into the restaurant that Todd didn't show up at, and Joel blew us off again. That's all right. You could make it up next time. It's like walking, it's 23 degrees. And it feels like a spring day.
It's beautiful outside. I saw people in like winter coats. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
This is how sick we are, yes. Right? Where 23 degrees is like, oh, yeah, this is awesome.
It's 40. 28 it's Chicago sun, 40. Really. Yeah.
Right. Open the windows. Exactly. Let's go. But it's still cold. And your home still has the cracks and the creaks and the crevices where the cold air is getting in. And no matter how much you jack up that temperature on your heater, it's still going to be cold because the cold temperatures are going to outweigh the warm that you're pumping out, and you're just going to be wasting tons of money. Can you take it from there?
I can. Yeah. Go. Yeah, and it's worse. You know, you can't keep your home warm enough in general. And most homes, even if you can get the temperature up, you have rooms or areas of the house that aren't comfortable. And so it just, as it gets colder, it gets worse, which is obvious for folks. But what we look at, we go in and we take a look at why they're losing that heat and the top ways and reasons it's happening. So I mentioned the ABCs we were going to learn today, you know. And so that the biggest place is your attic. So that's the first spot we look, and that's where most of your heat escapes. So you have cracks in the ceiling. You have
you got a bunch of can lights. You got a bunch of ceiling fans. You got a bunch of things going right into the attic that are probably not sealed because that's not code.
Pipes, yep. Wires, just even your interior walls. These are all places where air escapes. And as we're heating that air, as we know, it gets lighter and heat rises. Yep. So your air pressure is at the top of the home, and it escapes through the attic.
Those little windows. Yeah.
So that's your biggest spot. And then the second spot is the bottom of the house, so your basement or crawl space. So as that air is escaping through the attic, air has to replace it, and the natural airflow of homes, it draws it in from the bottom. So you're taking cold air and replacing that warm air, and you have air leakage through there. And then the third way is your conditioned space. So we think and talk a lot about our windows and the walls, but that's really a third place you would look. Your attic's the big one. Your basement or crawl space is the second one. And so as that air leaks, your furnace is working to heat that new air. And the faster that happens, the harder it is to stay comfortable. And that's what we help with.
So for our listeners who have unfinished basements that don't have the resources, the funds to finish their basement, can you come in and put a coating on the bare walls to insulate that? Or do you need to have a finished basement to go between the 2x4s?
Love when you talk construction. Where do you think those 2x4s are called?
A lot of our listeners are...
What is it? It rhymes with stud.
All right. We just turned Jeremy's mic off so I get this out. So if they don't have the resources, the money, right, to finish a basement...
Yeah.
Can you spray the walls and just insulate down there until they have the funds to finish their basement?
It's actually easier to insulate if they don't have a finished basement.
Okay.
And so we spray foam insulation between their joists, which is a big spot for air to leak, and then we can also insulate the walls. And that's all done. It's very difficult to do if it's already finished. If it's not finished yet, then that's easy access and it's easy to fix.
How difficult would it be then to put up 2x4s?
It's not at all. It's actually a new common building practice that most new builders are doing is they're actually putting insulation and like a very, very thick plastic they're putting over and then tamponing it into the concrete as just, hey, this is your vapor barrier and insulator. And that's kind of a new code. And then we just build our framing and double insulate on that. And it's awesome.
Look at that. I did not know that.
So, I mean, that's a pretty common practice nowadays. As far as on older homes, how would you propose that you'd insulate a foundation without framing?
Well, you can spray it. We also it's have costly. Foam board products.
That's that go like up a on dowel the wall. Board.
And yep. So obviously a lot of times we're in a basement waterproofing as well. So you want to make sure that you're addressing leaks and things that might be coming through the wall.
Yeah.
And so we'd have a vapor barrier like you just, you mentioned, and also we can insulate the wall at the same time.
So it's pretty well, when you say the ABC, so this is how we did our house, right? We have an unfinished basement. We have a crawl space that was not pretty. So we encapsulated that crawl space, did a rim joist 1 year, because this gets pricey, right?
Sure.
Did a, mm-hmm. And then noticed a huge difference in the summer and the winter time, right, already. Then it was, all right, let's tackle the attic. And then noticed a huge difference. We used to have like those plug-in ACs
yep.
or a window unit upstairs because it would get crazy hot. Now we don't have that problem, right? Just from insulating in the summertime. And now the third one is now we got to tackle the windows, right? Because house was built in 1960.
Yeah, and so we...
So
we,
windows could wait. I mean, really, the investment is the attic or the basement, for sure.
You want to attack the biggest source of the issue, because most people have a finite budget. So
sure,
you
exactly.
want to tackle the thing that's the biggest problem,
yep.
and that's typically the attic. And one of the misnomers is that it's just insulation. So we get in a lot of homes where they've added insulation multiple times. It's still cold, and that's because of that air leakage. And mm-hmm. that's really what we focus on our appointments, and we identify how much air is leaking, and then we're able to stop that. Then you insulate, then it can stay warm.
What type of savings would it be for our listeners that have an unfinished basement and they're going down there and they could hang a side of meat down there and not worry about it because it's so flipping cold? For you to come in there, obviously they'll take the slab of meat down before you start spraying in your foam, but how much of a less expensive job is it to spray an open area instead of going in between studs, or is there no difference?
As long as it's not, you know, drywalled, for us, it's similar. Usually the studs are built out away from the wall so we can work around them.
Okay.
So the price is pretty comparable as long as we have access to the area.
Got it. And then taking the drywall down, obviously, is an expense.
Yeah. If it's finished and you got to get to it, the removing and replacing drywall would be on top of insulating.
And how much did you save with the work that you did with permacin?
Oh, I mean...
With energy.
It's been...
30%, 40%?
We burn utility in our house.
Yeah,
right?
We've got
700
kids.
Of us in yeah. it. I would say it's more about the comfort. So, and I mean, energy-wise, we didn't have our, you know, heater on the second story, and we didn't have a window unit plugged in. So, I mean, we had to have saved at least thousands of dollars per year.
Right.
Right? I mean, without a doubt, right? And it's one of those things because it's not sexy, and you don't see it, and you think like, oh, this is a big investment. But long-term, it's done. Once it's done right, it's just done.
Yeah, it's a thing you only have to do once. It's
yeah.
permanent. You do save money. Not only your heat and your air won't run as often, but like you said, you know, it really adds up having space heaters and all these different things to try and control the temperature all through the house.
How do our listeners reach you and your team and your tribe, you call you guys, tribe?
They can reach us at 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
.net.